Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. We are in the midst of WNST Rock Week and presenting many, many conversations of 25 years on the radio, but much of the stuff that I have here is presented before I was on the radio, when I was a music critic at the Evening Sun back in the 1980s and early 1990s, as well as the News American. This is an actual conversation that stems one from the other, sort of the bridge, as it were. Billy Joel sat with me at length. If you've heard that interview, one of the more extensive ones I think you'll find anywhere, from 1990 on the Stormfront tour. You'll hear that as part of our rotator. This is a conversation later. Billy Joel, I've had two or three conversations in my life with Billy Joel. This is one of them. This was a time when he called into my sports radio show. In 1998, it was the spring of 1998, I was just about to buy WNST at that point, but I was still broadcasting at WLG on brokered time, and Billy Joel canceled a show at the MCI Center in Washington and postponed it. And the shows actually took place in April and in May. Did three sold-out shows at the MCI Center in 1998, so you'd get an idea of what kind of star Billy Joel was even then, a couple decades ago. And amazing, he's still selling out stadiums today. But, you know, he kind of felt bad about it, and I knew him, and I reached to his management company, and he called in on the show. So, you know, one afternoon, there's Billy Joel calling in on the program, and we talked about, I don't know, sports, life, music, rock and roll, and getting back on the road. So here's Billy Joel from the spring of 1998, as heard on the then Budweiser Sports Forum.
All right, so I'm in the bathroom during the break, right? And we're drinking a lot of Pepsi in here. It's Mama Lardo's pizza night. We're eating pizza. We're talking sports like anybody should be doing in the middle of Stanley Cup playoffs, NBA playoffs, Orioles in Chicago tonight.
Yes, sir.
Steve sends my son running into the bathroom. And my son screaming at the top of his lungs, Billy Joel's on the phone. Get out of the bathroom. You got to come back.
And you're thinking it's not April Fool's Day,
and I'm
right?
thinking, what would Billy Joel be doing calling me? And Steve's been working on this all day. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Budweiser Sports Forum for the first time. Not the first rock star to do the show, but perhaps.
But certainly one of the coolest.
But definitely one of the coolest. Despite being a Yankee fan, we got Billy Joel. Billy, how are you?
Well, I've been better. I'm not 100%, but I'm okay. But wait.
He's going to get you on the Yankees.
Oh, see, I started in. We should watch what we say because like you're ahead of us right now. So
you know what? I'm just a good game fan. I like the Yanks. I like the Mets. I even like the Dodgers sometimes. You know what? I just like a good game anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe you come back here on May 11th now after that postponement last night.
Yeah, well, I just heard the ad you had on before this about wrestling.
Right. Oh, we're doing it.
People actually still go to see that stuff?
Oh, my God. It's, like, bigger than it ever was because there's, like, there used to just be, like, one big wrestling federation. Now there are two.
Yeah,
so now they go to war with
what?
Each other.
Look, you can either go see wrestling, go see me. You know, like, hey. So people with brains will go see me, and people without brains will go see the rest.
Well, the thing is, too, Billy, you already got the tickets sold. So it's like, you know, you don't have like, there's no competition.
Right? They're coming. They're coming either way.
Exactly.
Tell us what happened last night, because I want to give you the whole story.
Well, nothing happened last night at all. Actually, what happened was I had to do this rainforest benefit, right? I woke up in the morning, and I had, you ever wake up like your neck hurts?
The kink, like you got that kink thing happen? You slept wrong?
You got
wrong?
A kink.
Right.
You got a thing, and you go, so, like, I got a thing. So what? And then it gets worse during the day. Now, what happens is I'm at Carnegie Hall doing these rehearsals for the rainforest. I got Sting. You got Elton John. You got your Madonnas. You got your James Taylor. And everybody...
You're not even, like, in the top five of the most famous people in the room at this point, right?
Whatever.
Right.
Everybody's got their famous massage technique, right?
Okay.
Now, when you got a pinched nerve, that's not necessarily the best thing to have done. It was a massage. You know what I'm saying?
Because it may pinch it more. Like
yeah, you may make it worse. So everybody's giving me, oh, well, let me do it this way, let me do it that way. They're rubbing me, they're massaging me. By the time it's time for me to go on stage, I look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Right.
So I got a sore neck. Now it's down into my shoulder, so I kind of slide on the stage looking like Charles Lawton.
Did we consider chiropractic help at any point yesterday?
We considered it, but it's like, you know, like I said, like, look, I've played injured many times. I play sick all the time. I don't cancel. I'm not a cancel guy. I don't cancel. So You got to understand, yesterday when I had to postpone the Washington gig, I was injured. I mean, I couldn't get out of bed. I woke up, I couldn't move. I was paralyzed. And they called it a spasm. You know what this is? Athletes probably get this all the time.
Well, I don't know. We got half our baseball team on the DL right now. We got our star pitcher out with a wart on his pitching finger because he can't throw that way. So.
Watch Schmort. Look, I got no bone in my left thumb. I still play the friggin' piano.
You can't move.
No, I'm talking I can't move. I cannot move. I'm laying in bed. I said, hello? I can't get out of bed. I go to the doctor. He goes, you're in spasm. I said, all right. So that would mean, like, what?
I get a shot? What do I do? Go home, wait, take a pill?
Right, exactly. Something. So it meant, essentially, I couldn't move my neck, I couldn't move my shoulder, and part of my back was, paralyzed.
Are you better today, or is this something that's going to take a week to get over? Because I know you got some shows in Hartford.
Not, because I got a gig tomorrow night, too, and I don't cancel. I felt terrible about blowing this up because we've had such great audiences at that MCI.
Well, we were there Saturday night. I was the guy on the left-hand side of you screaming, play Vienna! Play Vienna! And you did. It was the damnedest thing. That was me.
I just did that to get rid of you.
Oh.
Hey, Billy, it didn't work because he's still here. I stayed, man.
And if we would have waited about 10 more minutes, I'd have been at the top of my seat saying, play Captain Jack! Play Captain Jack!
But was that a great crowd or what?
Oh, you know, and I want to say something to you. It was very frustrating for me, and I was saying to my date after the show, I said, you know, if I ever get to talk to Billy, I'm going to tell him one thing. The crowds are getting, like, younger, but they're also getting older, and, like, in the good seats, a lot of the guys that can afford the good seats, they don't get up and dance. I mean, you're up there doing a little I Go to Extremes. I'm up there doing the bebop, the shebop. I'm all over the place dancing. And these people, excuse me, sir, could you please sit down? You're wrecking my entertainment for the evening. And I said, man, this is a dance show. I remember the Billy Joel shows in 82, 83, 84, where you do about an hour of that end segment where you do sometimes a fantasy, you throw a little still rock and roll. The place never sat down for a piano show, which is amazing to me.
I don't know if people know, you know, we never put the first two rows on sale. You know why that is?
You bring up beautiful women.
The scalpers always get them, and they sell them to these rich fat cats.
Right, and they're no fun.
They sit there with their big-haired girlfriends, and they don't move, and they make for a crappy show. And all the real fans are in the back screaming their heads off, and they can never get the good seats. So we never put the front rows on sale. You know what we do? We hold the tickets.
Oh, wow.
See, we hold the tickets to the front rows, and the road crew fans out to the worst seats in the room and gives the tickets to the people with the worst seats.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come to Philly on, like, May 13th. I'm going to buy two of the worst seats, and I'm going to paint my hair up like you.
But bring a cute girl.
Bring a kid.
Because the road crew is all guys, and what do? They pick the cutest girls they can find.
See, I thought you had a part of that, because I saw a girl in the subway the other night that was down in the front row, and she said, the damnest thing happened. I was in the back, and Billy came up, and next thing you know, I got a drumstick from Liberty, and I'm down in the front row, and I said, maybe Billy's single.
These are not my instructions. All I tell the road crew is give the best seats to the worst seats.
Well, you know what? That explains.
But the road crew's guys, so naturally, well, what do guys do? They're going to give them to the cute girls. Now, let me tell you something. I look down the front row, I see a lot of cute girls. That doesn't hurt the show. All right? You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It did not hurt from my angle, being that I was behind them. So I got a good view. I cannot lie to you. But
right.
Let's talk about the getting well and all that stuff. Just a little bit about the tour, because I am such a big fan. I mean, as far as the songs you were doing the other night, I mean, you're bringing out some, you know, some really old stuff from way back when, and some stuff that I've never heard you. I don't think I've ever heard you do Just the Way You Are, for instance. And I think there was a time in your career where you said you just weren't going to do it anymore, right?
Well, I never said I would never do it again. I just said I got to put this away because I was bored with it. I don't really think that I should do a song that I don't like to do, because it's a false reading. And I don't know, people pay so much money. They go to so much trouble to get tickets. It's such a pain in the neck to go to a show anymore. Why should I pull something, you know, out of the hat that I really don't even like to do and be phony baloney? I mean, I should have a good time, too, no?
Absolutely.
And I think an audience knows when a performer's having a good time. So we've had such good audiences on this tour. We're having such a terrific time, which is probably, you know, look, like I said, I never postpone. I hardly ever cancel. I could have actually gone on stage, and I would have looked like Charles Laughton from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Right, and it just would have been a piano show. You wouldn't have moved. There'd have
yeah,
been...
and I would have said, and I wouldn't have laid down on my back. It would have been like a Perry Como show.
And you wouldn't have been able to twirl the mic stand.
No, forget it.
I think you may have pulled your neck out throwing that mic stand around the way you were the other night.
Well, no, I think it came down to the Rainforest Benefit, which I did on Monday. All day long, like I said, I got a neck ache, and everybody backstage is going, oh, let me give you my yogi massage or my herbal, organic, homeopathic massage. You know, that's a bunch of cacao. You get too many of those people rubbing your neck, they're going to like twist you into a knot. And then I go on stage, and what's the highlight of the show? Joe Cocker doing I Get By With a Little Help From My Friends.
And you're looking for a little help from your chiropractor or somebody. So are you still like tonight?
No, wait a minute.
Looking like Joe
Cocker. The show is Beatles.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, I've already taken a Vicodin, a Motrin.
Hey, watch the Vicodin, man.
Two glasses of scotch.
I got some athletes I know that are taking the Vicodin, and that's, you need that tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Next thing you know, you're in Betty Ford on Vicodin. You know, that's not a good thing.
Next to Brett Favre.
Well, whatever. All I knew was when I went on stage, I was in a Beatley mood. You know what I mean?
Right.
But then I do my Joe Cocker impression when it's time for me to sing my verse of A Little Help From My Friends. By the time I finish my verse, I've been imitating Joe Cocker with the spastic arm moves. This did not help my neck. So I said to myself, oh, brilliant. You know, dummy, that really helped your neck.
So what has the homeopathic method been here the last 48 hours in getting you better? Because, like you said, you got another one tomorrow. Hartford, correct, tomorrow? I believe that is right. Hartford, Connecticut?
Well, I went to a regular doctor, and he said, you've got an inflammation. It's like a pinched nerve and a muscle spasm in your neck and shoulder and back. And I had to take a pain pill, and then they gave me a muscle relaxer, which is like, it really feels good, but I wouldn't be very good on stage right now. Let's put it that way.
Well, I tell you what, we wish you well in getting back
back. And as a matter of fact, the date I'm going to be back is May 11th.
May 11th.
That big WrestleMania bit is going on.
Yeah, we're doing Raw is War here that night. I'm just going to have to come to Philly on the 13th or a couple days later because I knew you're coming in, and I'm going to have to see the show again, especially if you're going to do Vienna again. Have you been doing that every night or no?
We don't do necessarily everything every night. We change the show all the time now. Not only for the audience, but also for us, too, because we want to keep it fresh for us.
Well, that's great, and it certainly was fresh for us the other night hearing some of the old tunes and jogging the old memory. You watch any baseball these days? We do sports talk here, so I got to sneak just a little bit in. You weren't in Yankee Stadium when it fell down, right? It wasn't that concert you did a few years back that broke that beam, right?
Well, I hope it was.
Turn it up a little bit louder.
Well, yeah, I'd like to take credit for that, basically.
You had a small part in that.
Yeah, as long as there's not a lawyer representing anybody sitting in that seat. Yeah, yeah, I did that. That's right. That was me.
And that was you.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we hope that you can carry Yankee Stadium on your back and your neck sometime real soon, but I really appreciate you taking a couple of minutes, and I knew how badly you felt about having to miss the show last night, but the good news is you're coming back, and everybody can come see you.
I do feel bad about postponing. I never can. I played injured. I played sick many, many, many times. I'm not a wimp. When it's time to work, I got to go to work, but I don't want people who paid good money and went through a lot of trouble hearing me moan and groan and say, oh, I got a cold, I don't feel good, I got a bad back. Hey, Bob, you know, I'm fine with that.
Right.
Look, when I'm back on the 11th, I'll be 100%, and I just wanted people to know, I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but I'll be back.
Well, Billy, we really appreciate you taking a couple minutes for the Sports Forum tonight, and hang on one second. We're going to send you a gift off in the mail, but we'll see you in May, okay?
Okay.
And get well soon, man. The show was so good on Saturday night. I'd hate to think that you're in any kind of pain on Monday or Tuesday. Hang on for me there, Billy.